Would you like to live your best life possible, regardless of your imperfections? Discover cutting-edge tools and inspiration to let go of your limitations and expand your life beyond what you've ever imagined. On Imperfect Brilliance, we help you tap into your unique gifts and talents, uncovering and letting your brilliance shine. Join certified facilitators and coaches Betsy McLaughlin and Kathy Williams to delve into different areas of your life, get unstuck, and create the life that is truly possible for you. These joyful ladies have changed their lives by utilizing the tools and techniques they share with you. What if your willingness to acknowledge your brilliance is the catalyst to creating a new reality? When you stop judging you, what else can you create in your life and in the world? Join Kathy and Betsy live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to create magical and joyous possibilities for an hour of laughs, questions, tips, and more. We are excited to contribute and play with you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Imperfect Brilliance. This is Kathy Williams, and I'm here with my co-host, Betsy McLaughlin. And today's conversation is all about goals, goal setting, targets. Do goals elude you? You know, have you set goals in the past and don't even bother to now because you just never reached them anyway? So why bother? Today I've been facilitating a foundation class here on Island of Maui, and we were talking about this big statement, why bother? You know, so many things that we've decided why bother about, and clearing that, because that can be a huge limitation in keeping us from what we desire. So we're going to have a fun time talking about goals and targets and what we can choose, you know, that might create a greater possibility during our time together today. And before we do, Betsy, you want to talk a little bit about who we are?
And welcome, everybody. Hello. Thank you so much. Hello, and thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in to Imperfect Brilliance here on Elm Times Radio. We're super grateful. And as our promo says, we are both certified facilitators with Access Consciousness. We are coaches, and we do a lot of classes in person and online. And Kathy, as she mentioned, teaching a foundation class, which is one of our most favorite classes to teach. And it really is such a life-changing course. It's 4 days of really looking at things so differently and asking questions and tons and tons and tons of tools to change things, a lot of things that you might have thought were unchangeable or impossible. And I just I just taught a foundation class, I guess it was maybe a week ago. And they're all so amazing, and all of them are so different and such a contribution to everyone, including us as facilitators of them. I love them. Absolutely.
It's so much about really powerful and effective tools and techniques to get out of stuckness and get out of judgment and, you know, get out of your own way, which for me was huge. The first time I took my first foundation class, you know, now I've taken dozens and facilitated, you know, several dozen. And I remember the first time I took it, I was like, geez, why didn't I take this sooner? Oh, wow. Like my body changed. I dropped a lot of extra weight without, you know, really trying to do anything. My finances went up that month dramatically, like boing. So many dollars. I remember one day after class, I came home and I did one clearing with my children, and they stopped treating me like a servant. And I was like, this stuff is amazing. Like, I need to do more of this. Well, actually use the tools from the manual. The manual is just chock full of tools. So Betsy does them and I do them, and you can find us at accessconsciousness.com/Betsy McLaughlin or accessconsciousness.com/Kathy Williams. And I have one, I was just thinking, I have one on Maui in March if people like to plan ahead. And one of the things that we talk about slightly in that class, but not as much as we'll talk about it today, is targets and goals and setting those. And in the class, in the foundation, we do talk a lot about getting out of judgment. And so one of the things I was thinking about today was how much we make ourselves wrong for not meeting a goal. Right? Like, oh, I really, I'll use my own. When I was 16 years old, someone from the American Ballet Theater in New York said, you really should try out for our company. Right? So she said, come next year when you're 17 and try out, and I think you'd be great in our company in New York. So I was like super excited because that was like my dream company. And she worked there, so she was saying that. And then I went, when I was 17, I went and I tried out and I didn't get in. And that kind of like crushed me, and I never tried to get in again, right? And you know, so one of these things about goals is, you know, in the 1828 dictionary, a goal is, one of the definitions of a goal is the end. The final purpose. Like, so if I didn't reach my goal, well, that's just the end, right? And so for me, it wasn't like, oh, well, that's a target and I shot at it and I didn't reach it this time, but I know I can, and I know I have that potential and possibility because someone from the company even told me I should. I was like 17 years old and I made it the end. Okay, I'm done. I'm not gonna get in there. Better look in other directions. And how often do we do this to ourselves?
Oh, right.
You know, and it really is. I've done it certainly a lot in my life as well, and I know a lot of other people who have done that. And, you know, so if it's something that you really desire to do, and maybe it doesn't happen the way you think it's going to happen, or it doesn't happen the first time out, then what do? Do you give up? Do you try something different? Do you just say it'll never work? Like, you know, where do you go when something like that happens?
Yeah. Well, I love the idea of it as a target instead, because you know, I actually like archery. It's something that is really fun for me. And when I don't get a bullseye, I just aim again, right? And I know actually that like for me at the level I'm at, probably 85 to 90% of the time, I will not get a bullseye. Like 9 out of 10 times, I won't get a bullseye. But that's just part of it. It's like the whole fun of loading the arrow on the bow and aiming and pulling that bow back, you know, and then releasing. Like the whole thing is the fun of it, not just getting that bullseye. Although when I do, I'm ecstatic. I'm like, yes, awesome, look at me. Yeah, let's take a photograph. And so that when it's a target, a target is a mark to fire at, right? It's not an end or final purpose. It's just all part of the fun. Uh-huh. And so if we perceive our life as that, like let's say our goal is, you know, a certain amount of money, or our goal is to create a project. Like what if we included the whole thing as part of the fun? Not just that end point of like, nope, I'm aiming the ball into the goal, and the goal is the main thing, and nothing else matters.
Mm-hmm. It's so true, because if you've got something that's like a finite end, right? Well, what happens then.
Yeah.
So even if you have a goal and you've done it, then what? And so the concept of a target is, it's really a different way of looking at the same, you know, a lot of times it can be the same thing, but it's in how you are perceiving what it is that, you know what I mean? What I'm saying? Like this, like a perception of it can really change how you view it.
Well, yeah. And let's go back to my example, you know, as a 17-year-old. And instead of like, okay, I'm done, that door is closed. What if I had looked at it like, oh, okay, well, I aimed once and let me get even better. And let me, you know, see what they're looking for. Maybe I could have asked, okay, what do I need to work on?
Yes.
For example. And now, okay, let me go back and work on that for a year. And, you know, I'm only 17 years old. It's not like the end of the world that I didn't achieve this now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
So,
oops, go ahead. Both talking at the same time with the delay of radio. Sorry, guys. So one of the shows that I really enjoy watching is The World of Dance in the United States, and it's a worldwide competition. And what I love that the judges do, and the dancers are amazing, and what people can create with their bodies and their choreography, it's just amazing. And so it's really fun to watch. And I love that the judges encourage the people to come back if they get eliminated, you know, that they encourage them to come back. They say, you know, when they give them pointers and they say, go home, you know, and come back again next year. And I love that that's, you know, an encouragement. So like your example, they're not closing any door. It's just for right now. You know, something different is going on.
Yes. Yes. And so just back to your idea about like when we make the goal the end point, what happens next? And a lot of people, when they reach their goal, they actually destroy something. If they haven't acknowledged that, hey, look, I reached this. I actually got what I asked for. If they don't acknowledge that, they will actually destroy a part of it or the whole thing, so then they can recreate it again. Wow. So there's a huge, heavy energy on that.
There sure is.
Let's destroy and uncreate everywhere we've done that in our lives, and then we'll explain the clearing statement in a moment.
Absolutely.
So, wow, everywhere you reach a goal or a target, and then you don't acknowledge that you've reached it, so you destroy what you've created. Will you destroy and then create that?
Wow. But yes, absolutely. Right, wrong, get that pop-up online, shorts, boys, and beyond. And those weird words that don't make any sense are the Access Consciousness Clearing Statement, designed to bypass the logical thinking mind and really just change and shift the energies. But Kathy mentioned that there was a very heavy energy that we were aware of. And that's a really cool thing, of just playing with energy and tuning into what we're aware of, where a lot of times, words are flooding in my brain so fast I can't get them out of my mouth as fast as they're coming in. So anyhow, you can get more information if you would like at theclearingstatement.com. And Kathy, would you explain a little bit more about what you meant by if you don't acknowledge, then you can be destroying some of the endpoint?
Okay. Yeah. When we are reaching for a goal, we often, even when we've reached it, we don't say, okay, cool, how does it get any better than this? What's even beyond this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, then we don't reach for something greater, right? we don't reach for something more, we often don't even remember that we set this one thing as a goal, right? We're not acknowledging, hey, I got here. And so we make ourselves less than. So we still have something to go for. So we might actually, you know, destroy or mess up what we just achieved so that we still have something to go for instead of saying, wow, look what I created. I mean, here, like, wherever you are in your life, right, wherever you are career-wise, or if you're, even if you're a stay-at-home mother, which is a job, I get it, it's a job.
It certainly is.
you know, whatever you have created, just look at it and, wow, I created this. Like, what can I create now? Because if we don't acknowledge, we're not looking at all that we created. We used our life energy to create.
Mm-hmm.
We actually often discount it.
Yeah.
And you know, so many people are looking forward at what they haven't achieved, which is not a bad thing. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but we sometimes neglect looking at all that we have created, all that we have achieved.
For sure.
And therefore, almost negate and minimize it and make ourselves less in the process, because we can look at, oh, look, I'm not there yet. I'm not there where this other person is, like with comparison and
mm-hmm.
with competition.
Mm-hmm.
We look at, oh, I'm not there yet. And so we minimize ourselves and we minimize what we've achieved. Yeah. So,
well,
when we come back, we can discuss.
Thank you for listening
yeah.
to Imperfect Brilliance. We will be back in just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned as we talk more about goals and targets.
Thank you, everybody.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers, pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine, Paul Avgerinos. A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
Dad, this is fun. I didn't think I'd like kayaking.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, but I think it's time to head back in.
Okay. Can we come back?
Sure. Hey, be careful getting out of the boat.
It's a kayak, Dad.
I'm going to return the kayak.
Can we walk home?
How about a taxi?
It's a short fare from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Imperfect Brilliance. Betsy McLaughlin here with my fabulous co-host, Ms. Kathy Williams. And today we are talking about goals. And right before the break, we were diving into what happens when you don't acknowledge the things that you have created in your life. And I can think of somebody that I used to work with who was always so focused on the next thing that when something was completed, she barely acknowledged it. And she says she was, and no, not you. No.
I'm just joking. But I was totally like that.
Really? Wow.
Oh, very much so. Very much. Mm. Yeah.
You know, it's so clear to see it when somebody else does it. And it was like, wow, she doesn't even stop. She didn't even take a beat and stop for 2 minutes and do a like a woohoo. And she was already on to the next. And I was looking at that energy of that going, wow, to not even acknowledge what had been created. I wonder how much that actually stifles more creation.
Yes, so true. Well, it's really interesting because then we also can get into the comparison with others, right? Like, oh, look what that mm-hmm. person created. I'm not there yet. I'm less than. And maybe we don't say I'm less than to ourselves, but on some level we really do feel that, instead of just being like, okay, let me actually take a look at what I've created. And if you're not in the car and you have the space for a pen, you can get out a pen and like look at your last 6 months or your last year or the last 5 years. And sometimes I like to lead people through a meditative exercise with this because it can really be so useful to remind ourselves, because so many of us, like I mentioned earlier, are looking forward. Oh, I haven't done this. I'd like to do that. This person's there. Oh, interesting. I'm inspired by that. I'd like to create that too, or something like it. And so forward, forward, forward. But we're not looking at like, what have I created? And I'll give you an example. Even still, I can be seen to do this in my life where it's like someone came to my house, came and visited, and she said, oh, I created 3 clients this past month. And I was like, oh, boy, I would like that. And I wasn't acknowledging that I had already created more than that. She created 3 new clients in the past month. And then I started to look and I was like, oh, I did too. I created at least 3 new people who signed up for at least, 9 to 10 sessions with me. And I created some other new clients as well. And so, seeing that helped me again acknowledge like, oh, yeah, I am not exactly looking at what I've been creating. And as an access consciousness facilitator, every month we're required to do a monthly report. And at first I viewed that as this inconvenience or this thing like, okay, a hoop I have to jump through. And then I looked at it like, wow, this helps remind me of all the things, all the classes and workshops and online courses and different things that I'm creating. I'm so grateful because otherwise I likely wouldn't look back and say, hey, look at this. So, maybe for you it would be useful as a monthly thing or maybe just randomly or as I do, perhaps you have a gratitude journal in which you can write this stuff to remind you. Because again, our minds have this thing called a negativity bias, and they will go in more into what I don't have than what I do have. And if we were willing to look at what we do have and what we have created, what else could we create from that point forward?
So true. And, you know, that kind of brings up another energy that I would like to talk about more. And it's, you know, we started at the beginning, and we kind of go, you know, down this path, and then we go around here, and then we end up back where we started again. And that's the, you know, the joy of live radio. But, you know, and talking about not acknowledging what we have created, and then also kind of the flip side of it, where you can be so focused on what you haven't created. You know, so you can also use that as a way to stop yourself from setting any new targets, or, you know, the kind of the defeatist attitude of, well, forget it, I stink at this, I'm just not even going to do anything. And how many doors does that close? And, you know, like what you talked about with your example, it's such a great example of, with the ballet, of not, of closing that door. And I wonder, you know, like having not, you know, and instead of saying, okay, well, that door is closed, when you can actually ask questions and see what other doors possibly could open. So it's really kind of an interesting conversation today, isn't it, Cass?
Yeah, I mean, when we look at it as a target, okay, how many other ways could I reach this target? Right.
Yes.
First off, even before we get there, truth. Is this even my desire? Okay, truth, so you don't lie to yourself. And asking this question helps us get clarity, because sometimes it's not actually our desire. It might be what we think we're supposed to be desiring. It might be what we've been desiring for years, and now it's changed. It might be someone else's desire for us. It could be so many different things. So if you look at, is this really my desire now? You know, that can free you up from going after so many things that you don't actually want. So,
and you know,
when
you said that, oops, sorry.
Go for it.
It just brought up an example of when you hear somebody who's gone to college and they've spent, you know, 2 or 3 years going towards a certain major, and then they announce to the world that they're not going after that major anymore and they're changing. And then it's interesting to see what people around them, you know, family members or friends and everything, start to, a lot of times they're like, oh, they're just going to be, you know, a student for 7 or 8 years and they don't know what they're doing. And it's like they get judged for changing their mind and changing what it is that they said they wanted to do.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, that happens quite a bit. And what if no choice were wrong? Each choice gave you more information. It's not wrong to change majors. It's not wrong to be in school for 7 years instead of 4.
Mm-hmm.
What if we didn't make ourselves wrong, even if other people are? Right?
Right.
Like, even if you are getting judgment from the outside. You know, I know someone who left college and took a gap year because he had no clue what he wanted. And he thought, you know, rather than spend all this money, I'm not sure what I want, let me go, you know, explore life, learn some other stuff out there in the world, and then come back and with more clarity of what I'd really like with this degree. And so, you know, there are all sorts of ways to do things. And what can this question create? What are other ways of getting clarity on my desires? Or what are other ways of getting what I want? And I think the first thing is getting clear on, is this truly what I desire, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's the question we asked a moment ago. Truth, is this my desire? Then looking at like all the conclusions I have around this. How many conclusions do I have around it? Oh, I think that it's going to lead to more money, or I think that people are going to be happy with me if I do this. I think that, mm-hmm. you know, okay, so are you willing to destroy and uncreate all the tertiary, all the conclusions, all the conclusions that are kind of clinging on or attached to your desire? Because that those can actually muddy up the waters, right? If I if I think mm-hmm. that, especially if I think, okay, my desire is, let's say, to reach 5 million people with my message. And then I say, okay, well, I better have a book to do that. A book will do that. Well, a book doesn't, I don't have to have a book to do that. You could just have one idea that, and you create a video about that, and it goes viral on YouTube. And there's so many ways of getting what you desire. Like all the conclusions you have that it's got to mm-hmm. be this one way or this one thing, will you destroy and uncreate those?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, potpock, all nine shorts, boys, and beyond.
Well, and that's a perfect example of a goal versus a target. So, you know, when you've got the target, there's so many other possibilities and questions and opportunities. So in asking the question, it kind of broadcasts out to the universe different possibilities. You're asking and you're open and willing to see other opportunities, other possibilities, listen to the whispers that might start, you know, tapping you on the shoulder or tickling your nose. And when you're so laser focused on one thing and one thing only, and you're not asking any questions. So let's say you decided when you were 8 years old that you were going to do, you know, you were going to be a rodeo rider. And if you haven't asked yourself again at the age of, you know, 13 or 20, and you still think that that's what you want to do, and you don't really like, and then if you're not asking questions and you don't have joy around it, are you doing it all out of obligation? So the question that Kathy shared earlier, you know, is a great question to ask. And you know, there's no right or wrong answer here. It's simply like, what brings you joy? You know, what lights up your world? And with no judgment to what comes, even of yourself, of what comes in as an answer. And you could have, you know, it's okay to change your mind.
And what? Say that again.
It is okay to change your mind. And there, you know, a choice is not a judgeable offense. A choice is not a judgeable offense.
What do you mean by that, Betsy?
Well, I might have judged myself every way possible on many choices that I've made. And so doing that, where am I inviting other possibilities or opportunities in? So if I'm so focused on all the things that I have done wrong and all the goals that I have not met, am I inviting new things to come into my life?
Ooh, are you?
Well, I can speak from personal experience.
You know, and me too. And that's one of those places where sometimes people are like, why bother? I don't meet my goals anyway, right? So why would
right.
I get any? And you know, okay, I get that. And like, where have you given up when you were just on the brink? Or where are you judging yourself for not reaching goals that actually didn't matter to you anymore? Right? That's like kind of like, it mattered to me when I was 8, but here I was, 23, still trying to get the same thing. You know, and it's more common than you would think, okay? And part of it is because mm-hmm. we think, oh, I set out on this path, right? When I was 8 years old, I started Taekwondo, which means I should be a black belt now. Well, we have mm-hmm. to reevaluate, is a black belt actually something I really want to be? Oh, no. Okay, cool. Then I don't have to blame and get all upset about it because I didn't really want that in the first place.
Yeah. And if you get a yes, then okay, great. What other questions can there, you know, can I ask? And how joyful and, you know, how joyful and how fun can it be to get that black belt? And, you know, what questions can I ask? What energies can I be that maybe I've never asked before?
Yeah, and I'd like to add, like, what can I add to my life to allow this to show up right away? You know, and it might be that you add a person, for perhaps, you know, in Taekwondo, perhaps you add private tutoring if you haven't gotten your black belt and that's what you would really like. Or what can I add? You know, I was asking that of a client in a session yesterday, and she said, actually, more space. Add more space for just relaxing at the dinner table after I eat, add more space here, you know? And so like, what can you add might not be add another activity or add a person. It might be adding more space. It might be adding more, you know, time for reflection. So just, you know, every time we are not getting what we desire, or we think we are not getting it, like, ask, okay, what can I do and be different to have greater ease with this, or have this show up right away? Wow, it's break time already, huh? That came quickly. We look forward to the final part of our conversation on does goal setting elude you and some things to make that easier just after this short break. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras, a new double album of guided meditations to transform your life, a sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com, M-E-T-T-A, mindfulnessmusic.com.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. This cat makes me make art. He's always motivating me to draw pictures of him. He just is motivating artistically. He's my best friend, but a lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
Keyboard Cat, YouTube star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Start yours today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Imperfect Brilliance, everyone. I'm Kathy Williams here with my co-host, Betsy McLaughlin. And today we're talking about goal setting and targets, and does goal setting elude you? And before we hop back into this conversation, and I'd really like to talk next about qualities, right? The qualities we're after and the qualities we're looking for, because those can be huge guideposts on the way to creating a life we love. I just wanted to invite you all to Maui, the island of Maui, Hawaii, in November, either live in person coming to the beach or live stream. We're going to have the Art of Living Crazy Possible with Corey Michelle Johnson, and it is such a fun class. And getting clarity on your targets is one of those things that we definitely do in the class. I'd also love to invite you to Maui during whale season, which is my very favorite season, in March, March 5th, for 4 days, and with the Access Bars class on the 4th. So Access Bars followed by the Foundation for 5 yummy days, and that is just so much fun, especially like outside. We're kind of outside under this covered area, so you get the sea breezes and the Hawaiian tropical birds. And that will be the updated manual as well. So that will be March 5th through the 9th and the 4th, the Bars class. And you can find both of those at meetkathywilliams.com/upcoming. So Kathy with a K, Williams with an S, /upcoming. And then the final thing that I would love to invite you to is online. So you can be in South Africa, as some of the people signing up are, South Africa, London, all across the US and Canada, Brazil, all over. I'm facilitating the class called Radical Abundance. And it really is just such a yummy, juicy invitation for getting clear on your targets. Some of the questions we explored today in the show are from that. Then we definitely tap into the energies and some tools for going to theta brainwave state really quickly, for flowing with life to get what you truly desire and having a life of abundance. So again, you can find that one as well at meetkathywilliams.com/upcoming, and also at meetkathywilliams.com/radicalabundanceonline. So either of those two places you can find that class. And it's actually so amazing to see what people create. One guy created $30,000 extra during the class in the spring. And someone else said, Kathy, this is the first year I'm not finishing the year in debt. I actually have a surplus this year. So since you're hearing me on the radio, if you type in 30 off, that's 30OFF, you can get 30% off on that class. So as a listener, thank you so much. And I know, Betsy, you have a couple things coming up as well.
I do, thank you. I am teaching an Access Bars class on November 10th in the Washington, D.C. area. And I also have got a bunch of intro classes and other things that you can find on the Access Consciousness website. I've also teaching a foundation class right after Christmas, between Christmas and New Year's. I love teaching it at that time of year. It's just so fun to kind of bring in the new year with that wonderful, wonderful class. And like Kathy says, you know, it's so rewarding to see people create all kinds of yummy, wonderful things, like getting out of debt, creating more money, new jobs, different relationships. It's just, and sometimes you don't even know people are doing it, and then you'll see them a year later, and they very casually will say, I had one student say, very casually say, oh yeah, after the class, I changed jobs, and I got another $20,000 a year in my new job. And I'm looking at her like, wow, that's amazing. And she never even thought, she's like, oh, I guess, you know, I should have told you. but she was using the tools that we dive into during class. And I said, that is amazing. A recent one that I facilitated while the class was going on, this person was interviewing with two or three different companies. So again, we used a lot of the tools and energy flows and things like that that we dive into during the class. And she got the job that she really desired to get by playing with these tools. So it's absolutely magical. And I'm also, one more thing, finalizing Creating Yumminess, which is going to be my signature class. Like Kathy's got Radical Abundance, mine is going to be Creating Yumminess. So I'm really looking forward to all that. And you guys can find it at, it will be, it's not on right now, but creatingyumminess.com. Who knows when they'll be listening to this call down the road. It could be a year from
That's
now.
That's true.
Right. So you can find us on Facebook, Kathy Williams and Betsy McLaughlin and Imperfect Brilliance. And we're around. You can find us also through the Access Consciousness website. So thank you guys for listening to our invitations to join us. Literally, we do things all around the world. So with that being said, it's so much fun to talk about and really kind of look at goals and targets. And one of the things right as we were going to break that popped in was even the New Year's resolutions, because that can be a goal, right? Like, oh, I'm going to, you know, do X, Y, Z this year. This will be the year that I do whatever. And, you know, so, and then there's the point of view from a lot of people that New Year's resolutions don't actually work. So what you got to add to that?
Well, a lot of us do those out of obligation and, you know, in terms of like, oh, I didn't eat well enough last year, so I'm going to eat better this year. Oh, geez, I you know, I'm too fat, so I'm going to exercise this year. You know, instead of like, what would be fun and what would create a greater life for me? You know, in terms of the exercise thing, right? We'll even go say, well, I should go to the gym X number of times a week. Instead of asking a question like, how would my body like to move? And then maybe you find that you would like to do a kickboxing class or a belly dancing class and go hiking. Or like me, a lot of mornings I will jump on my mini trampoline while I'm watching a video on investing. I mean, it's really funny because I'm sure like I'm probably the only person, at least in this state, maybe in the world, who does that, like jumping on my mini trampoline while watching an investment, you know, video. But that's what works for me, and that's what I like. So, and then add some yoga to that, and I'm really good. I feel great afterwards. So it's like, what would create a life worth living for you, rather than doing all of these goals and resolutions and things out of shoulds? When you're in shoulds, you're in judgment. Okay, tattoo that on your forehead. When I'm in shoulds, I'm in judgment. And judgment is not fun to live by. And judgment covers up. It clouds our awareness. So what can you choose that would add to your life? What would you choose that would be fun for you? What can you choose that's going to create a greater life than you could have imagined? I guarantee it's not shoulds.
Right?
The should feel.
Yeah. The should just circles right back to that whole judgment thing. And lack. Mm-hmm.
Do shoulds make you feel light and expansive and happy? Or do shoulds make you feel like, meh? Ick. Yeah, I don't like that.
Totally. So, what else Oh, goodness. What else would we like to share with people about this wonderful conversation today?
Well, you know, the idea of letting energies or qualities guide you in what you choose. And the first place I was introduced to this was in Danielle Laporte's book, The Desire Map. And she talks about how one New Year's, she sat with her husband and she was like, let's not put goals, like normal goals. Let's put the qualities we would like. Let's put the, I think she said the feelings we would like. So that means like a sense of being alive or happiness or the sense of accomplishment, like these different energies versus, oh, I'd like a raise, right? Or I'd like to lose 20 pounds. You know, instead of saying I'd like to lose 20 pounds, what if it were I'd love to feel fit and healthy and vibrant in my body? Totally different energy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. So the kind of qualities we'd like to have versus a specific thing or outcome we have to reach. Because a quality is something you could tap into right now. Like if your target is fit and healthy and vibrant in your body, okay, like what could I do today that would feel that way? For me, Kathy, it'd be like, oh, I could go paddle boarding. And that would make me, you know, be a thing that would contribute to me feeling fit and vibrant. Or you know, when I eat a green smoothie, I really feel energized. You know, whatever it is. So those are things that are more present. But as we tap into those and we refer back to those more and more, like, oh, no, when I eat cheesecake, I really don't feel vibrant and healthy. So I'm going to pass on that right now. So they can inform how we show up today. And then they help sculpt how we show up, you know, and have those energies more and more and more in our future, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. It does. It really does. So how would you like to shape and sculpt your future, your today and your future?
What a great question.
Thank you. And we do talk a lot on this show about choice and energy. And in any given moment of the day, you can choose how you're feeling. So you can choose to beat yourself up, or you could choose to acknowledge yourself. So how would acknowledging yourself sculpt and shape your future and your today? And yes, and anywhere that you're not allowed to do that, or you haven't been allowed to acknowledge yourself, what if today you chose something that you haven't ever allowed yourself to do before? And every point of view about that's not allowed, would you be willing to let that go now?
Yes.
Awesome. And we can destroy and uncreate it as well. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and puck, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And what in allowing yourself something that you've never allowed yourself before, I wonder what that would create in your life.
Oh, we talk more about that.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
when we allow ourselves something that we have said no to before, either I can't do it, I'm not allowed to do it, I'm no good at it, what if you take all of those definitions and put them in a box or blow them up? Just, you know, take some TNT and imagine blowing up all the reasons why you can't do something. And what, you know that saying, like, dance as if no one is looking? What's the, what is that whole? So what if none of it mattered? So then what would you choose?
What would you choose if none of it mattered?
Ooh, what would be fun to choose?
What would be fun for you? What would be joyful?
If you have not seen Stop Stopping You, go ahead and go over to YouTube. And there's a whole hour Alan Jones and I did called Stop Stopping You. And it's really amazing because it goes through 9 areas that we use to stop ourselves. And one of them is other people. And so often we stop ourselves because of what we think other people are going to think or say, or even the fact that other people, no, I need to care for my kids, so I can't do this thing I'd like to. Or, oh, I need to, you know, my mother wouldn't like that. Or, you know, and once someone said to me, oh, my mother wouldn't like that. And I said, oh, do you live with them? Oh, no, they've been dead for 10 years. It's amazing the way we stop ourselves. Yeah. Anyway, thanks so much for listening to Imperfect Brilliance, everybody. We'll be back again next week. Yeah, at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific on Tuesdays. And you can always find the replays on iTunes or SoundCloud or at iom.fm. Just click on Imperfect Brilliance and everything will come to you. Right. See you guys.